today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Do you know, from time to time, you've got to spare a thought for the poor buggers who have to negotiate the Karanda Range Road, and sometimes every day up and then more down and then back again at night, and it just goes on and on. And when you hear, and this is the new government too, when you hear representatives coming up here saying, one says, we're really focusing on repairing that bridge, and then the other one saying, we're really focusing on building a new bridge, and people are scratching their noggins saying, will you get the story straight? Sing from the same hymn book. I'll take an excerpt from the Cairns Post yesterday, written by Aaron Singh Mann, under the heading, To Fix or Replace? No Clear Answer. LNP's Bridge Plan Vague. The two key paragraphs read, during the state election campaign, the now Deputy Premier Jared Blay visited the bridge, declaring, quote, we have committed to building a new Barron River Bridge, unquote, while also sharing that news with his social media followers on September 17. However, when the new Transport Minister Brent Mickleberg toured the far north last week, he told locals, quote, I reinforced the Crisafulli government's commitment to fixing the Barron River Bridge as a priority. Anyway, further on it reads, on the Karanda Range Road, Mr. Mickleberg said, he hadn't been briefed on the Cairns to Northern Tablelands access strategy, which reported the trouble-plagued route would not reach capacity until 2050. Directing the previous government away from an alternative route option, seriously. God, it's a debacle, isn't it? The whole access between the Tablelands and Cairns and vice versa. Look, there's a gentleman here. He's on the line. We've had him on the phone before. God, he's clever, and he's across these questions. Retired civil contractor with 40 years' experience on road construction and bridge construction. His name is Greg Williams. G'day, Greg.
G'day, John. How are you going?
I'm good, but confusion reigns yet again.
Yes, unfortunately it does. I mean, in my mind, the LNP promised that they would replace the bridge, or at least Jared Blay promised, and I was of the understanding that that was going to happen. It seems that Mickleberg has come up with this. I'd suggest he hasn't been, like you said, hasn't been properly briefed. But that's no excuse. Yeah. You know, if you're coming up here and you're going to talk about something like that, you nearly need to have the answers. And but back to the bridge, John. I mean, it's a debacle. I mean, the poor buggers that live on the tableland and commute, like you just said, they're in despair. Fortunately, the one lane sections are going ahead rapidly, and it seems to be no coincidence that there was a change of government for this to happen. But you know, that will take some of the problem away. But the bridge itself, in my opinion, is beyond repair.
Okay.
It's past its use-by date. You can keep putting Band-Aids on it forever at an enormous cost. Mm. And the secondary cost is the reduction in weight and usability, which adds to the cost of freight and so forth. So, you know, I think the LNP's just got a... I know they've got a lot on their plate at the moment, but and they're going about it in a very orderly fashion. We've just seen the laws introduced for youth crime, which is a great thing. But the bridge itself needs now to be a focus point. The bridge and the alternate route, but the bridge needs to be replaced. And I think, you know, it's no more procrastination. It should just be a priority.
2031, it's a hell of a long way off, and we hear about, well, what seemingly are miracles of construction in other countries, namely China mainly. My God, if we're talking 2031, if the Chinese were doing it, it would probably be there in about 6 months' bloody time. How is it that we take so long doing these things and other countries do them more efficaciously? What's the story?
Well, I think the whole process is flawed. I mean, we go through the Transport Department. They then do investigation after investigation. You know, it just needs somebody in authority to say, righto, we're going to build this. Let's put it out to design and construct. Mm. Now, I quote the Fitzroy River Bridge in Western Australia. Mm. It was washed out in January 23. They started a rebuild. In 3 months, they had it designed and out to tender. They started building it in May 23, and they opened it to the traffic in December 23. So, and that cost, and that actually cost $300 million. Now, you know, the Barron River Bridge is 257 metres long, and the Fitzroy River Bridge is 270 metres long. Mm. So, you know, we're talking about similar events. Yes. And it's no miracle, but it can be done, and it has been done. The precedent's been set there.
Can I just ask you about the alternate route and your idea of what the alternate route will look like and where it will go? Does that picture in your mind of the alternate route sort of comply with where they're planning to build this new bridge in 2031?
Well, that's another story, John. If they build an alternate route, there may be a chance of extending the life of the bridge. Keep patching it, reduce its tonnage or its load capacity so it handles lighter traffic, send all the heavy transport around via the alternate route, which, by the way, comes from the Western Arterial Road and joins back onto the highway at Davies Creek. It's considerably shorter. It's not an impossible, it's a very easy, quite easy route to build through. It's got its hairy bits, you know, we've got World Heritage and wet tropics, but you got that anywhere on the coast. So if you can get over that hurdle, find the money to build the alternate route, then you may not need to replace this bridge in the foreseeable future.
Really? Can you expand on that, please?
The problem is the weight limit on the bridge. Yes. I mean, it's structurally reasonably good, but deteriorating. It can be patched up, and in their own words, they've reduced their weight limits to it, and you could reduce that further so that it was only light transport trucks, buses and tourists that use the Coranda route where it is now. Mm. Build a four-lane alternate route, which brings all the heavy transport up, and then possibly you could leave that bridge in place and just reinforce it and reduce the weight limit on it so that it will last for another 20 years or so.
Well. When you talk about this Western Arterial Davies Creek option, is there an official title for that one?
Yeah, it's been described as the Redcliffe Highway.
Oh, that's the one, Redcliffe, yes.
Yeah, the reason for that is that Ron Redcliffe has actually been through there, an old tin miner and gold miner. He'd walked every inch of that, and he came up with a route, which he actually drew on a map, and there's been a group of people, Ken Harley and myself and others, that are very, very passionate about building this route.
Yes.
And I've analysed it in all the other options, and to me it seems to be the only feasible and viable route to bring heavy traffic and to alleviate the problem of transport into the western side of the range.
Now, obviously, no luck with previous governments. Is there any prospect of cutting through with this option with the brand new government?
Well, I would hope so, but I'm not really optimistic. I think there seems to be still some mutterings coming out of the LNP government to upgrade the Coranda Range, but I don't think they've put enough thought into it. Mm. To upgrade an existing road to be of any use to B doubles and do what the alternate route would do would take years to build because it's built under traffic. If you build the Redcliffe alternate route, it's a greenfield site, which means you've got no traffic interruption. You can build 24 hours a day if you like. Mm. And obviously, that is a huge cost saving and a shorter time period to build it.
Gee, we've got huge questions ahead of us, haven't we, Greg? I'm so pleased you're contributing, though, because we need your imagination in these matters to get alternatives that we can actually bandy about and talk to the visiting ministers from far off Brisbane about. So can you stay in touch on this particular matter? I'm sure there'll be listeners who will be very happy if you are prepared to do that.
Yeah, I'm prepared to do it, John. I'm currently in Brisbane, but it's only a phone call.
Yeah.
But, you know, in defence of the LNP, they inherited a financial mess. So they're probably still trying to wade through that and see where the money is and where the money can come from before they can commit to these things. So that is what I'd say in defence of the LNP government.
Good on you, Greg. Really appreciate this. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's Greg Williams, the retired civil contractor with 40 years' experience on road construction and bridge construction.